All right, it's 5:31. This is Sunny 101.5, and it's time for the Jack and Tracy Show.
Morning.
Morning. Well, you sound
chipper.
Chipper. I guess you know that
it was a good weekend where I went to bed at 8:30 last night.
Who am I talking to?
I know. we worked hard all weekend. Cleaned. I cleaned my laundry room, Jack, and that shouldn't be that big of a deal. But I'm embarrassed to say that it was kind of a big deal.
Well, you're a step ahead of me because I need to do mine too.
So by the time we got to last night, I was like, all right, I am just officially done.
Plus, so Saturday, you were did a one-mile fun walk.
Yeah, that was so nice. You know what? What a nice day. The rain held out.
It did.
A lot of people at that Granger Paths walk.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fun to see the kids, you know, them celebrating the kids crossing the finish line.
I know, that's good. That's pretty good news.
Yeah, but they had a great turnout. It was cool to have all of us out there. You were out there doing live remote broadcast.
Yeah.
Super fun. And Jack had to stay at the table, right? He couldn't walk, so that was his excuse, and he's sticking with it.
Well, I it's not like I didn't want to, you know.
Mm-hmm,
I
just, absolutely.
My responsibilities get in the way of my activities. I'm sorry. But anyway, it went well.
Meanwhile, he's like, phew, thank heavens.
I got out of that one, yeah.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right, 6:15, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, a lot of cats love to play in boxes, which is part of their personality.
Right.
But Carrie and Matt Clark says their cat Galena's habit of hiding in boxes led to a really scary situation earlier this month. On April 19th, they couldn't find her anywhere. Well, they didn't know that Galena had left in a large box of shoes that Matt returned to Amazon.
Oh, my God.
She was hiding in the box under a few pairs of, wait for it, cat footwear. Literally, that was the brand name, cat footwear.
Oh, my gosh.
So they are searching the house. They're checking shelters. They're putting up all of those missing cat flyers.
Mm-hmm.
They're devastated. They had no idea what happened.
And so now the cat's going on a vacation.
Right.
Didn't know about it.
Until they got a call from Amazon's distribution center 650 miles away in Riverside, California. This is 6 days later. Brandy, an Amazon employee, found Galena, and had her scanned for a microchip, luckily, learning she belonged to Carrie and Matt Clark, and then she reached out to them right away.
Mm-hmm.
So those two, Carrie and Matt, immediately book a flight to California to pick her up. And Brandy, this amazing Amazon employee, took care of Galena till they got there. And man, was it a reunion. Carrie says Galena instantly stopped shaking when Carrie held her again. But yeah, she had gone without food and water for 6 days.
Yeah, it had to be
Gosh, luckily the weather temperatures were ideal. No overheating, no freezing when she was in that box. And the vet said, despite being a little skinnier and having some mild dehydration, you know, all of her blood work came back completely fine.
Good. That's a good thing.
So, yeah, the Clarks say they're grateful for Brandy and this happy ending, of course.
Yep.
And they're really just sharing their story to remind people of the importance of microchipping, first of all.
Microchip your pet,
because that made all the difference.
Yep.
And triple checking your Amazon boxes.
And it's a good thing that cat will never do that again.
I don't. You do have to wonder, do you think?
No, cat would do it again.
They don't have that learning capability?
No, they would do it again if they had the opportunity.
I kind of thought maybe that cat would never go near a box again.
Well, time will tell.
Something good.
And scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:54, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Nicole Kidman was honored with the AFI Lifetime Achievement Award. The awards gala on Saturday, she was there with her family for the event. Keith Urban, her husband, teen daughters Sunday and Faith were there. Mm-hmm. At 56, Kidman is on the younger side of the previous 48 recipients of this very, very high honor.
Yeah, I thought
and the
so.
First Australian to receive it. So many of Hollywood's elite came out to celebrate her. Very cool. Well, a South Florida mayor is calling out the police officer who pulled over Gisele Bündchen last week, leaving her visibly upset and shaken. You might remember us talking about that story last week. It actually turns out that Bündchen was pulled over for driving erratically while she was trying to escape the paparazzi who were following her. Well, the mayor, Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett, sent a letter to the interim police chief saying the way the incident was handled was wholly unacceptable. He expressed that the officer should have shown more empathy and that he was dismayed when watching the publicly released body cam footage of the traffic stop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ryan Gosling made a surprise appearance at Universal Studios Stunt Show. It was related to his upcoming film, The Fall Guy. He joined the film's director, David Leitch, on stage, but he declined participation in the show, instead just promoting the movie, calling it a blend of comedy, drama, and a tribute to stunt performers. Well, in the movie, Ryan's going to play stuntman Colt Seavers, who takes a break from work for his physical and mental health, only to be pulled back into the gig when his ex's new movie star goes missing. The movie The Fall Guy is set to release May 3rd. Well, CBS wants more of The Equalizer. The action drama starring Queen Latifah has been renewed for a fifth season.
How about that?
Yeah, it's been doing really well in the ratings. It's the eighth most popular non-sports program on broadcast television right now. CBS Entertainment President says the series is just stacked with suspense, heroism, high stakes, and characters that the audience roots for. Well, the sexy tennis drama Challengers won the box office this weekend with $15 million in ticket sales. Zendaya and castmates Mike Faist and Josh O'Connor have been on this globe-trotting press tour to promote it. Second place went to the faith-based film Unsung Hero, which made an estimated $7.8 million. And the movie Civil War added $7 million in its third weekend, bringing its domestic total to more than $56
million. Okay.
All righty. Ready to do some birthdays today?
Yeah, sure.
All right. It is Jay Cutler's birthday.
Let's see. Well, he's got to be right around, let's see, if he played then. He's got to be only like 42.
Good guess. 41.
41. Okay.
Mm-hmm. How about Jerry Seinfeld?
What's up with this age? He's 70.
He is 70.
I know Jerry very well.
Apparently.
Well, I know his material. Let's put it that way.
And Michelle Pfeiffer.
Hey, these are pretty good ones.
These are easy ones.
Well, I didn't say easy,
today,
but
this Monday.
But at least I know who they are. Well, Michelle Pfeiffer, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be 69.
66.
Okay.
Well, good job.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
7:41.
Oh, I have a good one. Do you ever wonder who sold your information, your email address, that you're always getting spam and, you know, emails that you never signed up for?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, so you know in the future when you sign up for anything online,
mm-hmm.
you actually put the website's name as your middle name. So, you know, whatever, Jack Blank Riker.
Oh, really?
Put that website, and then when you get those spam emails or, you know, suddenly you're getting these emails you never signed up for, you know who sold your information.
About that. That's pretty clever.
It's kind of tricky, right?
Yeah. Well, mine is has to do with really both of us and a lot of people, actually. If you're prone to losing your car keys, your wallet, or eyeglasses, I think I've done all three of those more than once. Tell Alexa where you left them by saying, Alexa, I got to watch my phone's going to go. My phone's going to go.
It is. It's going to talk back to you.
Well, it will do that. Remember that my wallet is on the kitchen counter. Now, whenever you need to find them, you just ask Alexa, hey, where did I put my wallet? And she'll tell you where you left it.
That's a good one.
And you know what? Yeah, it is a good one, but I know.
But you have to remember to tell Alexa.
Right. But here's would be a typical conversation for me. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Alexa, I can't find my eyeglasses. Can you tell me where I put them? They're on your head. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh. I do that all the time.
You're ever looking for glasses
and you're wearing them. Yeah. I wear my glasses a lot to just keep my hair out of my face. It's a strange habit
I
have.
That is great. Alexa, I'll tell you, that is just great. Alexa.
She's not answering you.
Hi,
she's mad at you
I'm
today.
Siri. I think you've got the wrong assistant.
She didn't even want to admit. She didn't even want to admit that she's on my phone. That is fantastic.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just easier.